Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Pinch and a punch back. You didn't say no returns, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, but my fingers were crossed.
Doesn't count.
Does in my world.
Doesn't know. Your world has no world.
Come at me, bro.
Fight me.
It is Josiah Boxing Day today, so I do get to punch you.
You do. Come over here, big boy.
Oh, God. Why am I a boy and why am I big? Are you calling me fat?
Well, I didn't want to say big girl because that will go down not too well in 2019. But come here, big girl.
No, I'm starting an 8-week challenge on Monday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this will be the last time I can say it to you then.
Yeah.
Come here, big girl.
As of next week, I'm going to be skinny AF.
Come here, Chubstagram. You know what? That would be a great Instagram account.
What, for someone who's
funny,
like...
Funny looking chubby people.
Josiah, that you... Don't be...
Or do you know what you could be? Yeah. You film chubby people right?
What's wrong with you?
I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you. All right? You go to a chubby person that's proud of being chubby and chunky, right? And you get them to bounce up and down and wobble and you...
Oh, my God.
And, right, listen to this. The great idea. I'm going to do it after we finish this. And then you put your phone on slow-mo and the whole Instagram account is just chubby people wobbling and they're just wobbling up and down in slow-mo as if that wouldn't go 20,000 followers.
Josiah, I know this is a podcast, but you are going to get us taken off the air with comments like this.
Do you want to be the first one on my page?
If you can find anyone to volunteer to be on that Instagram page, hats off to you, mate. You are disgusting. You're a pest.
No, I'm funny.
Public apology, make one right now.
I should. I'm just saying if I add account, here we go.
Oh, God. All right, while you do that, I'm going to tell you what's coming up in the catch-up because it's way better content than what this podcast intro has been, I tell you what. We speak to Toby from Human Nature.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Screw Up Fridays is back. That was also a bit of fun. We got accused of being drunk by a caller today because the show's been so loose. So that's what you got to look forward to.
Yep.
I feel like that's translated through the potty intro as well. And also we investigate the rules around cutting a birthday cake because it turns out they're different in every state. Little did we know. Are you right? Have you found your Chubstagram?
Somebody's got Chubstagram.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I could do Chub with the... Is Chub... Would you say Chubstagram's a double B?
Nah, I'd say one.
One's taken.
Sorry that your dreams have come crashing down so quickly.
His name's Chub. His actual first name's Chub.
Oh, well, there
he's
you
from
go.
The UK. He's got 500 followers. Maybe I'll ask him if I can borrow it from him.
Oh, yeah, everyone go on and follow Chubstagram right now. Imagine if he just gets an influx of Australian followers.
Well, he's an idiot because he didn't do my idea. Mate, you've got the name Chubstagram. You don't have chunky people wobbling up and down in slow-mo.
Yeah, because it's rude and it's incorrect to do that.
Funny, though.
No, it's not. Apologise. Quick.
I'm not apologising.
Oh, God, all right. On behalf of Josiah and Elliot, I apologise for the comments that Josiah has made.
Apologise to my chub.
All right, let's get into it.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about when somebody killed, or how did somebody kill the romance for you? And we got this call from Stacey in Mansfield.
Yeah, it did. And it ended up like ruining my relationship. It was his snoring.
Ah, that is a big, big one. What, could you have slept in separate rooms or did you try that?
Well, yeah, it did kind of come to that, but I mean, there's not really much romance left if you sleep in different rooms.
I mean, depends how you take it. So, Stace, if you're listening right now, you're not going to believe it, but overnight an article's come out, and this is amazing. A high-tech pillow that cancels out snoring, which could save millions of relationships.
How does a pillow cancel out snoring?
I'll tell you, Ellie.
Okay, you've got the answers for me.
If you're listening as well, unfortunately, you can't get back that relationship. But if you had this opportunity, this pillow, now maybe your relationship still would have been saved.
I feel like if your relationship's not strong enough to withstand a bit of snoring, then it's probably not strong enough regardless. So Stacey may be better off.
Scientists have developed a high-tech pillow which cancels it out by placing a microphone close to the snorer. It picks up every grunt and rumble they make. The audio is then analyzed by some algorithm which calculates its cancelling anti-noise. The sound is then played through some speakers in the non-snoring partner's pillow and the snore disturbance is reduced by 31 decibels. Does that make sense?
So let me get this. Okay. So you and I are sleeping next to each other. You're a big snorer.
So
I like
hot.
How I've made you the snorer. So you snore into your pillow.
Yes.
It then goes through some speakers and then comes out in my pillow as nothing.
No, it goes, so there's a microphone next to me where I sleep.
Yeah.
Goes in the mic, then goes back into my pillow.
So but where does the sound go?
It kind of, it's got like an anti-noise something or other inside the pillow, right? That just cancels it out. It doesn't fully cancel it out, it just lowers it by 31 decibels, which is a lot. So it cancels out through your pillow, giving you a better night's sleep.
All right. Are you selling these things? Is this a pyramid scheme? What's going on?
Maybe I should make some money off these pillows. 13, 12, 16. This is a huge length to avoid your partner snoring. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, snoring is a bit of a relationship ruiner. My dad snores a lot, and so my mum will often go in the spare room if it's just too much. But she's tried everything. She, like, punches him. She rolls him over. There's the old hug and roll technique from an episode of Friends. You got to watch Friends,
Never
bro.
Seen an episode.
I'm so jealous that you haven't watched an episode because you've got
either.
Them all ahead of you. Anyway, in this one episode, is it Chandler? Chandler is going out with Janice and then she rolls. No, other way around. Oh, God. Anyway.
He rolls.
Some of the characters. And anyway, they give a tip that you give them a hug, a good squeeze, and then you roll them over to their side.
Ah.
Oh, hold on. That's not for snoring. That's for cuddling.
Doesn't matter. That'll do. I had a mate in Sydney. Him and his wife do sleep in separate rooms.
Really? It's that bad?
He's a horrific snorer. So they completely sleep. Maybe it works for you.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Would love to know the lengths that you've gone to avoid your partner snoring. Is it suffocating them? Is it sleeping in separate rooms? Have you bought this pillow?
I mean, we should put it out there. We don't want murderers to call. Like, don't be like, I killed my husband because he snored too much.
I mean, if you do call, great story.
Actually, a good story. That
great
might make
story,
it to a headline.
Yeah.
We might have to inform the cops, but that's okay. It's a safe space, 13, 12, 16. I'm really lucky. Gav, my boyfriend, doesn't really snore that much, unless maybe he's had a big night and if he's on his back. So if I know he's had like a couple of wines and then we've gone to bed and I'll just, you know, slightly nudge him over or I'll like hit him with my butt.
Get off, Gav. Yeah. I had my tonsils out 2 years ago, so I don't snore at all anymore.
That's good.
Good for my roommate Morgan, even though she's at the other end of the house. Don't know how she'd hear that.
I'm a bit of a sleep talker.
Are you?
Yeah, every now and again. Or like if you wake me up as I'm falling asleep, I'll just say whatever I'm dreaming about. Like,
right.
You know, like go and get the pig from the paddock.
So know? Normal stuff like that. Yeah. I'm a sleepwalker, so that explains why I was outside your bedroom last night. A new high-tech pillow, though, has been discovered. It hasn't been discovered. They didn't find it in nature. Some scientists... scientists developed this pillow.
They were walking in the wilderness and all of a sudden they stumbled across this pillow.
Wow. What is that?
More valuable than gold.
Oh, Ellie was on safari in South Africa and this pillow just floated past. Wow. Anyway, scientists made a pillow with a microphone in it which squashes your snoring. Anyway, it's helped. So we're talking on 13, 12, 16 lengths. That you've gone to avoid your partner snoring.
Let's go to Jess in Nagambi. Jess, have you got a bit of a snoring remedy?
Yeah, so when I have to work, me and my partner, I have my own bedroom. And I, on the weekends, I'll sleep in his bedroom. But weekdays, I'm in my own room.
And how does it work? Has it helped the relationship in the right direction or has it kind of put you guys further apart?
Well, it's brought us closer together because, like, we still, you know, his bedroom is the main bedroom. So, like, you know, we do our fun stuff in bed.
Like what?
Monopoly.
Jumping on the bed.
You know, good night, see you in the morning, and I hop off to my bed.
Do you know what? It's kind of like doing a long-distance relationship. It like, makes the nights that you do have together a little bit more special.
Yeah, at least I get, like, a bit of space, and I don't have to hear snoring, like, lock myself in the room. Noise-canceling headphones, I'm good.
Well, like I said before, my friend Michael, exactly the same thing. He reckons it's helped his marriage.
Oh, but what if you do want to just have a little jumping on the bed session?
Like, go back in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still in the same house.
Yeah, all right, okay, fair enough.
I can get it whenever I want.
Oh, God.
Jess, you don't miss those cuddles at night or holding your partner close or anything like that?
No, I'm not very cuddly. He was a big spooner, but it's not for me.
Ah, fair enough. All right, well done. I'm glad it works for you. Thanks for your call, Jess.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, this week we've had a cracker. We actually, do you know what? We got to yesterday and we went to put together Screw Up Fridays for the week and we were like, oh my God, we've had a good week. We haven't actually screwed up that much. Do we have enough?
I actually had to go through some of the shows and try search for them because usually we write down the times we stuff up.
Yeah.
Couldn't find anything.
I know. We've been so good this week until today.
Yeah, we made up for lost time.
Yeah. We've been accused by a listener of being drunk this morning because we've made that many mistakes. We're not, I promise.
I know. I came straight from Rawhide into work this morning. Promise you I'm not, though.
All right, so without further ado, let's get it on this week's Screw Up Fridays.
These headphones are terrible.
God forbid you couldn't hear yourself. Your beautiful dulcet tones that you've got.
Imagine doing the show without being able to hear myself stuff up for 3 hours. Oh, there we go.
Sorry, what?
Stuff up, I meant.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. And yeah, looking forward to you having a... Come for a visit to Shepparton, that's where we are. Looking forward to you having a...
We've got a big hour coming up, though. We have R&B Vine Day tickets. The horn hasn't gone off. Listen very carefully because it is coming soon.
Very who?
Clairefully.
Who's Clairefully?
I don't know. Some really nice, cheerful Claire.
Love Claire.
I love Claire
She's
too.
Fully sick.
The guy is sat there. He obviously just pulled out. It looks like he was hiding.
Embarrassing injuries in here today. The new Super Bowl ad. It seemed very sus.
It was the sussest thing we've ever seen in my life. Well, meanwhile, in Byron Bay, an eternal Playboy is a Playboy.
Khalid on the TV's Hit 96.9. Just whacked myself in the face.
Oh, that made my morning. Ellie put on her headphones. One of the ears flung straight into her face.
Workers' comp, here I come. Taking a look at the weather right now. It is 12 degrees. Good start, Ellie. Woo. In Shep.
Had lunch with the team. You came along. Thanks so much. Went home. Took the boss's dog for a walk. Didn't take his walk for a dog.
R&B Fridays, thanks for joining us this morning.
Are you right? A new high-tech pillow, though, has been discovered. It hasn't been discovered. They didn't find it in nature. Some scientists developed this pillow.
They were walking in the wilderness and all of a sudden they stumbled across this pillow.
Wow. What is that?
More valuable than gold.
Oh. Ellie was on safari in South Africa and this pillow just floated past. Wow.
Oh, we live to see another week, Jay. Will we live for much longer? Probably not.
That was one of our worst Screw Up Fridays we've done. We have been on fire.
I've been laughing about that all morning. A new pillow's been discovered. Just chilling in the Sahara Desert, you know.
So what did you see on safari? A couple of lions, a tiger? And then I discovered this pillow.
Oh, so good. If you want to hear Screw Up Fridays again, you can get it from our catch up. We upload it every week, so make sure you get the Hit app and download it there.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I mean, you can't really argue when I say that one of the biggest musical groups to ever come out of Australia.
Oh, number 110%
is, of course, Human Nature. And can you believe it? It's been 30 years since they formed. So to celebrate, they're bringing their 30-year celebration tour to Melbourne, coming on the 1st and 2nd of May, playing at Margaret Court Arena. So we thought we got to get the man of the moment on, Toby Allen from Human Nature. Welcome to the show.
G'day, how you doing?
Oh, it's good, so good to have
Toby.
You on.
Do you believe it's been 30 years? That doesn't seem right.
Oh, yes, I do believe it. Sometimes.
Well, he has been living it for the last 30 years, Jay, so fair call.
My knees believe it because they've been dancing for that long. My knees are like, yes, it feels like 30 years.
That is a good point. I mean, my form of dancing is like a Saturday night at the local pub here, so I feel like my knees are holding out.
Oh,
right,
very similar to Toby's, very, very similar.
Would you say that's the biggest kind of toll, a body part that's taken a toll over the last 30 years?
Oh, look, it's as much as I say it, it's a minor thing. And we just still have fun what we do. I mean, any part of your body's going to take a toll. You know, sometimes it's your voice because we use it so much. But then at the same time, it's trained so well because we're doing 5 nights a week over here in Vegas and fast approaching, I think, like 1,800 shows in the time that we've been here over the past 10 years. So, it's we've performed a lot.
Toby, can I ask what it's like to live in Las Vegas? Because they say never spend more than 3 days in Vegas, let alone live there for as long as you guys have. Is it an amazing place?
Yeah, look, it is pretty incredible. I mean, and I would sort of second that that idea of only spending a few days here. Because people that come to Vegas, they pretty much only spend it on the Strip.
Yeah.
And the Strip can be crazy. But we live off the Strip, and so it's sort of like regular life most of the time for us. But at the same time, we get the chance to, you know, go in and spend time on the Strip when we feel like we need to. So we got the best of both worlds. So, it's, we love it. Love living here.
Do you miss Australia much?
Of course. Yeah, it's like that's why we just jump at the chance whenever we can to get back to Australia. it's well, we grew up there and we love it. So it's we miss so many aspects of it. So yeah, we can't wait.
For sure. What's the deal with your kind of living status over there? Are you officially a US citizen? Or do you still have your Australian citizenship? What's the deal?
No, we're all the four of us have green cards, so we're we're permanent residents. But most of our kids, I think Phil's daughter, who was born in Australia, was the only one that hasn't been born in the US. So our kids are actually all little US citizens automatically.
It doesn't matter. As long as we can still claim you as Aussie, that's all that matters.
Absolutely.
You're one of our biggest claims to fame. So don't go just joining the US crew. Thank you very much. They've got enough good singers and celebrities over there.
Hey, Tobes, can I ask Michael Jackson, you guys opened for him, I think it was in 1996. Tell me about the greatest pop singer of all time. Is he? Did you get to meet him at all when you toured with him?
We really only got to meet him properly right towards the end of the tour that we did with him over in Europe. And, you know, it was a very quick meeting, and he seemed to be aware of what we did on his stage before he'd get out there, because apparently he would actually get ready for the show, for his show, side of stage, and he'd listen to what we were doing. So when we did meet him, he was like, oh, I think the songs you guys are singing are great. And but, I mean, the experience as a performer to see him perform so much was the best. Like, we got to watch his show from basically wherever we wanted. And I think, you know, I think I ended up watching about 30 of his shows just because it was amazing to see him perform and be able to, like, work the crowd to his advantage. And he definitely put on some incredible shows.
Oh, I love him so much.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you the first time you were performing, like knowing that he was watching? I would have been vomiting on the stage.
I remember walking out onto the stage the first time we had to do a sound check. And I looked down and there were like all these tape marks with things like Billie Jean and Thriller and stuff written on it. It was that moment that I sort of got chills and was like, this is insane. I'm about to dance and perform on the same stage as this legend, you know, this guy that, you know, I'd grown up loving. And that was a very surreal moment. And then after that, we got very blasé about it. We were like performing for, you know, up to 100,000 people in Germany on his stage. It was like, oh yeah, ho-hum, another Michael Jackson show.
Wow. Just a casual 100,000, if you don't mind.
We didn't get blasé at all, but it was blew our minds to being able to tour.
Can't imagine.
Well, hopefully Margaret Court Arena can fit 100,000 people in there when you guys bring it here in May. We're very much looking forward to it. Come for a visit to Shepparton. That's where we are. Bring your show here. That'd be great. We've got a local pub we could hook you up with for sure.
Yeah, sure. You should get our people talking to each other. So we're pumped to be coming back home. We can't wait. And can't wait to get back there and have some nice Aussie coffee and perform for the fans.
Oh, beautiful. So can we. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Toby.
Thanks so much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Call the police because I feel like I am a criminal.
Oh, what have you done? Here we go. Get it off your chest. Sit down, Uncle Josiah, on my lap. Here we go.
Come on. I don't want to sit on your lap. Then we'll be calling the police on you, creep.
Nothing wrong with we may as well save them a trip.
Two for the price of one.
Yeah.
So I went to Big W the other day.
Oh, good on you.
Just Shep Marketplace. Just
buying a tub of something or?
No, take one guess what I was buying.
A shirt for me? No. For my birthday?
No.
Like a big Tupperware container thing?
What, you know, something I wear a lot of.
Oh, I know. What? Black Bonds underwear.
Nailed it.
Really? Wow, know each other way too well.
It's too much. It's really too much. I just needed some new undies. Left a few in Perth when I was visiting over the holidays.
How are they? Are they
left
good?
Them with Gav.
Gross, by the way.
Anyway, so I had a bargain, 2 for $10. Bought them, went through the self-serve checkout, got home, realised that the security tag's still on.
Ah, that's annoying.
Yeah, so last night I was like, oh, God, I don't want to have to go all the way back in there. So I started Googling how to remove security tags.
Ooh, good from you.
Yeah. And then I realized, I was like, because you know how I am. I don't like breaking the law. I don't. Well, I get really nervous that I'm going to get caught
for something.
It's
not breaking the law, though.
But that's the thing. I'd thrown out the bag with the receipt in it, so I can't prove that I bought these. I paid my $10 for this two-pack. And so I was like, the only way I've got to do this myself. I've got to take matters into my own hands here. So I'm Googling how to. There are so many instructional videos out there, by the way, on how to remove security tags.
You should have just got my uncle, given him a call. Remember we had him, the professional shoplifter?
Yeah.
As in, he catches shoplifters. He's not a shoplifter himself. He knows every trick in the book. He would have definitely known how to get that off.
Oh, okay. Well, I might still need to call him because I still haven't done it because I was halfway through watching all these videos and then I got really nervous.
Come on, Ellie.
What if the police are watching my, like, Google history and they've seen me Googling? I always think this, like, with terrorist stuff, you know? Like, what if I just am interested, like, how to make a bomb? I don't want to make a bomb, but, like, you know, what if the police are watching me? And so I, like, had this moment of panic and I was like, oh, God, they're going to catch me. So I'm closing.
Bring it over here then. I've got a sledgehammer somewhere at work here. I'll smash your undies.
Well, that was one of the videos. Just smash the hell out of it. Other people burn them off. So ultimately, I feel like a bloody criminal.
Just let me know. I'm more than happy to try and smash the tag off your undies.
You're not going anywhere near my undies. I genuinely thought about it. I was like, oh, this would be a bit of fun for the show. Maybe I'll bring it in and we can do it live on
air.
Let's
do it.
Why would I want to bring my undies in front of Josiah?
So I'm guessing you haven't worn them yet.
No, well, they're still because there are two packs, so they're attached together by the security
tag. Oh, that is so annoying.
I know.
You're going to have to go into Big W. Take a MP3 of this talk break in and go, look, guys, I bought them. Can't tell you the receipt number, but I spoke about it on the radio, so yeah. I'm innocent, I promise.
Everything we say on the radio is so true as well. So,
well, I think after all the stuff that's going around the GV at the moment, a lot of hit and runs and whatnot, weed plants going up and stuff, I reckon the last thing the police are tracking is your search history.
My 2 for $10 Black Bonds undies.
How to get a security tag off a pair
know,
undies.
Josiah. You never know.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, obviously, we spoke about it all morning. It was my birthday. Thank you, everyone, for all your well wishes around the GV and on social media. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, there is a video up of the rap that I wrote you, giving you all your birthday t-shirts on our Instagram, Hit GV, and our Facebook page, Hit Goulburn Valley, if you want to check it out.
Of course, when it's your birthday, though, the whole office gets together and they sing you happy birthday, which happened yesterday. We, whenever there's someone's birthday in our office, we get together and have a morning tea. And I tell you what.
What?
You haven't lived unless you come to one of our morning teas.
True.
It was crazy.
They get loose. The finger buns come out. The donuts come out. It is
lucky,
a party.
Lucky for me, yesterday, I had a cake.
Yep.
And this is what we want to talk about this morning. So everyone sang happy birthday, which you're about to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to the moment and what I said when I cut into the cake. So listen carefully. But this is what happened yesterday at morning tea.
Happy birthday to you. Hooray!
Hooray!
Yeah.
Oh, well
Let's
done.
Make sure it comes out dirty for you, Ellie.
Yeah, he said that and the entire office was like, what? Let's make sure it comes out dirty for you, Ellie. We thought it was some kind of a sick joke.
It was like the whole... It's like someone had sacrificed a puppy in front of the whole office.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, what do you... Why? And then I looked and our big boss was in town.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like he's about to open a lawsuit against me. Yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with what I just said?
Everything. Look how creepy you sound.
Let's make sure it comes out dirty for you, Ellie.
This is when I said, what? And then I had to justify myself. I said... I cut the knife into the cake, and when the knife comes out dirty, the rule is you have to kiss the nearest girl. And everyone goes, what? We've never heard that
not
before.
A rule.
I'm like, are you guys kidding me? That is something I've grown up with my whole life. I called my, and I was all day going, have I lived a lie my whole life? Or are these people like trying to victimize me or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, I spoke to every single person back home in Sydney where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what are they talking about? How do they not know what it is? That is something I've grown my whole life. It's if the knife comes out dirty when you cut it,
yeah.
You kiss the nearest, as a guy, you kiss the nearest girl. Or if it's a girl cutting the cake, you got to kiss the nearest boy. It's just a thing you do.
It's really not. Never heard of it. No one in the office had. And so everyone just thought you were a real creep. So then I said, no, what you do when you're cutting a birthday cake is you all scream when it hits the bottom. Like that's the thing.
I've never heard of that.
So you'd go to a party in primary school and the birthday boy or girl would cut the cake and then you'd go scream when it hits the bottom.
Never
and
heard
go,
that.
Aah!
And then our boss pops up, Benny, and he goes, no, when it hits the bottom, if the knife touches the bottom, then you have to kiss the nearest person. I'm like, who are you people? It's none of those things. It's when it comes out dirty, that is it. Everyone was looking at me like I'd made some dirty joke.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I was just, Ellie was standing next to me. The knife came out dirty, so it was my duty to kiss her. Obviously, it's all theatre of the mind. I don't actually kiss you.
No.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. Then HR would definitely be getting involved.
But I was made to feel like an absolute crazy person. 13, 12, 16, help us out this morning. What's the real terminology for cutting a cake?
Because we think maybe it's because we all grew up in different areas. Each state kind of has their own thing. What do you do when you cut the cake? Like in WA, you scream when you hits the bottom. In New South Wales, you cut a, what is it?
Dirty. When the knife comes out dirty. But I thought it was a global thing, like a worldwide tradition.
Yes.
Somebody, please back me up. I just need one person to say that I am normal.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get that. Jane from Vanalla, what about you? What do you think it is?
So I grew up with both theories. So if you cut the cake and the knife came out and it was dirty, then you had to kiss the nearest girl.
Thank you.
If it hit the bottom, you had to kiss the nearest girl. So I know both.
A lot of kissing going on at your parties, James.
Jane,
a lot of pressure.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Melbourne.
Right.
I'm up in Vanilla.
Well, unless, Jane, my other theory is it's a capital city thing, maybe not a Victoria versus New South Wales.
No, because I'm from Perth and we do not do any kissing at parties. We're very, what's the word? Not
different?
Slutty? Weird?
But if you have the opportunity, why wouldn't you try?
I agreed. Exactly why I yelled it out in the office yesterday, Jane.
How old do you start? Right. Are you sending kids to go kiss each other?
Of course.
No. So my six-year-old had a party recently. And when he went to cut the cake, a gorgeous little girl came running to his side and glared him down because she knew that she had a really good opportunity and there was no way he was having a bar of it.
Oh, props to that girl. Well done. She's chasing what she wants.
Like at a family barbecue, if mum's the closest person to me and I'm about to cut into the knife, I quickly push mum out of the way and bring my girlfriend Mia closer to me because I don't want to be kissing my mum.
As if. You pass your mum all the time.
Good point.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Jane.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Maddie and Wang. Maddie, what do you reckon? What are your cake cutting rules?
We were always... you kiss the closest boy or girl.
Thank you. And are you from Wang, born and bred?
Yes.
Yes. I've got somebody on my side.
Cap City theory.
We do have family who are from Melbourne as well, who are born in Melbourne, and they do the exact same thing. So I didn't know if it was just my family thing, but all my friends in Wang did the exact same thing. We used to always fight to get to the closest boy.
I just thought something, it was a global thing. Like, it's just a standard. You sing happy birthday, you do your little song afterwards for he's a jolly good fellow, and then you make a joke about cutting a dirty knife. All of a sudden, I looked like a freak yesterday. I can't even explain to you.
Well, now I'm second guessing myself, but I've never heard of the others.
No.
So dirty knife, it's a dirty knife rule for you too, Maddie?
Yep, all the way.
Settled. I'm right. The rest of this office... you're all a bunch of peanuts, a lot of you. You and the sales girls, you've got no idea.
Did you ever get to kiss anyone good from it, Maddie?
Oh, no.
Never worked. No, okay, there you go. Good to know.
You don't actually kiss the person. It's just like a running joke. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
Well, if you had to kiss somebody that you weren't really sure of, you could just run away.
Exactly right, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's working as much in 2019 with the current climate we're in.
Yeah, you can't go just kissing randoms.
But I gave it a crack yesterday anyway.
All right, thanks, Maddie. Keep those opinions coming. Hit us up on the socials. Hit GV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I want to stray from R&B Fridays right now because I want to talk about an artist who's not super R&B. Next. Let's go to Ariana Grande.
Well, her new song's kind of R&B-ish. I wonder if it passes in our music book.
Nah.
Seven Rings, is that what it's called?
Seven Rings, you mean this one?
R&B.
That's not R&B. Call us 13, 12, 16 if you want to weigh in. Is that R&B? Is it not? What's the bet we're playing it in like an hour? okay, I want to talk about this song, Seven Rings. It is her latest. It's doing very well on the charts at the moment. And you know how Ariana loves a tattoo?
Yeah, she does. So she likes guys with tattoos as well.
Yeah. When she was with Pete Davidson, they both got tattoos of each other after like a month of dating.
Pete Laymanson, don't you mean?
Oh.
He's boring.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. She didn't think so for 3 months that they're engaged, but whatever. Anyway, she's got a new tattoo to promote Seven Rings, I'm guessing, except the problem is she got it done in Japanese by someone who doesn't speak Japanese.
Arigato.
And so she's posted it like, guys, look at my new tat. It's a little Japanese characters on her hand, like below her fingers.
Well, you used to speak Japanese, so you can translate it for us.
Well, you know what? She's got one part right. The seven is the symbol for seven.
Right.
I know that much. I know the numbers and that's about it. but she's posted it on the socials, and of course there's a lot of Japanese speakers who follow her, and they've said, hey, Ariana, sorry to bring this up, but that doesn't actually say seven rings on it. That says it's the symbol for a mini Japanese barbecue.
What?
Barbecue grill thing. And so she's now got Japanese barbecue grill tattooed on her
Get stuffed.
And
Japanese barbecue grill.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like a bit of fun. Like, I kind of want to use the barbecue grill. It's like a little chimichurri thing. Is that what they call it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the chiminea.
Well, that's like me going and getting, can I get some beautiful like scripture tattooed on my bicep?
Yeah.
It comes out saying Weber.
Yeah. I know.
George Foreman grill on my bicep. So could she, if that was Ariana Grande, I would be very angry with whoever my tattooist is.
Yeah, that's the thing. And because you know how like pedantic she is about her image and stuff. Like she can only be photographed from the one side because that's her good side and stuff. She would be fuming. So she went to get it fixed and they added a couple of characters to it, which now it looks way worse.
Oh, like Simpson characters or? What sort of characters are you talking about?
Yeah, it's it's Homer, Marge, Bart and Lisa sitting on the couch, aren't they?
Not cartoon characters.
Having a Japanese barbecue grill. No, so she's added some Japanese characters to it to fix it. And except now, instead of saying seven rings or instead of saying barbecue thing, it says seven finger circle.
What is going on?
Know. Japanese barbecue finger or a fiery finger is also a translation.
Oh, Ariana, count your losses and just get it removed already.
Oh, the poor thing. I feel sorry for her.
I don't. She's worth about $1 billion. I think she'll be okay.
She's the only one who can afford to buy seven rings. Anyway, so shout out to you, Ariana. I hope you're feeling all right this morning.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, this is where we delve into some of the really great headlines. Don't laugh at the opener. We got a professional voiceover artist to do that.
I'm not laughing, you're laughing.
Okay, cool. So we look at the best and worst headlines of the week. Kicking it off with one from my favourite website, Pedestrian TV.
Yeah.
It's where we get most of the content for this show from. KFC USA is testing Cheetos on a burger because we're not dying fast enough.
Sounds delicious.
I know. Well, does it though? What?
I'm just picturing a cheezo top of a...
What's a cheezo?
What did you call it?
Cheeto.
Cheezo. Is Cheezos another thing as well?
No, Cheezles is a thing.
I'm thinking of those Tarzos and Tacos.
Oh, now I know why Dale thinks we're drunk.
Because we are. I'd try that. It's got me intrigued.
Okay, good to know.
Do you know when it's coming?
No, it's in KFC USA. You're going to have to go over there.
Maybe we should start a campaign to bring it here.
Okay, you give them a call.
I will. I'll do that later today. Got a busy day.
So. Well, if you like food, then you're going to like this headline too. Costco now sells a 27-pound tub of macaroni and cheese that lasts 20 years.
27 pounds of cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. Like Easy Mac, I'm guessing. Why is that the part you're taking away? I'm taking away it lasts 20 years. Imagine in 18 years being like, I'm just going to crack open that tub of mac and cheese I bought back in 2019.
Mac and cheese is very US, right? So it's where it's those little dry noodles with some cheese on top. Basic dish.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, it's like the little curly things. Curly bits of pasta.
Yeah, that's
with this cheesy sauce. It's delish.
Yeah.
Easy Mac, come at me. Have you tried Easy Mac?
No, I haven't.
Get around
it. No big mac and cheese fan.
I'm not a big fan of you. A passenger who jumped 11 stories off a cruise ship hopes he doesn't inspire others.
Then why'd you do it, mate?
We thought it'd be fun.
I mean, fair enough.
I don't know. All we get is the headline here, Josiah.
Okay.
All right, but the winner of Headline of the Week for week two of the Josiah and Ellie Show 2019 is something. I've chosen this one because it's just, why do you write articles about this stuff? There's real news happening in the world. Man helps thirsty pigeon enjoy some water from a New York City drinking fountain.
Oh, come on.
I mean, come on, news outlets.
How desperate are you to write the news where you're writing about a pigeon drinking water?
Yes.
I mean, I just took a sip of water from my water bottle.
Oh, alert the press.
Shep News. Write about that, guys.
Come visit us. 625 Wyndham Street. Josiah is officially drinking. Oh, God. Hold on. Do you know what?
Not just any water.
I'm going to break the internet right now.
Oh, wow. Don't you dare have a sip of water.
It's not water, bro. It's green tea.
Pigeon-looking radio announcer sips green tea into microphone.
You heard it here first, Goulburn Valley.
Now, that's a better headline than the one we just read out.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It's a GV rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. Girl, Mia Edgerton Warburton from Channel 9 News joins us. Morning, Mia. No, you don't have headphones. We've downgraded. We can't afford them.
We literally do not have enough headphones in this building.
Good morning, you two. I am never unamazed by the disrespect that I get when I come into this studio
every morning. Well, when you first started coming in for this segment, you used to bring us coffees. Now you don't. So you don't bring us coffee, you don't get headphones.
But there was that one time I brought these two people Maccas in. I was like, I'll be a really good person.
Yeah.
And they both ate them.
Force it down.
And then they revealed to me later that they'd actually eaten Maccas that morning and didn't want to tell me.
Oh, well, let's trade you off. Next week you can have some headphones, but you have to bring us in a coffee or a juice. Deal?
Shouldn't you just be supplying headphones?
I'll take the Maccas again, actually.
I'll have the Maccas again after already eating it. Thank you very much. Earlier in the week, there was power outages about this day. One week today were the power outages that made me very angry.
Yeah, we know.
Someone else was on Channel 9 News last week. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I had a co-star.
Can we take one more listen, Ellie?
Yeah, of course we can.
Traffic lights went down in Shepparton while thousands were without power due to forced outages.
Our fridge isn't even working, aircon's not. I just want to watch the cricket and have a cold beer and I can't even do either.
True.
I couldn't made it on the news.
Couldn't do it either. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on the news.
No worries. The senior reporter, Chris Mitchell, who did that story, texted me and said, Josiah's grabs, amazing.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Yeah, he did.
Very funny.
Did he make a comment on the fact that he had absolutely no inflection in his voice?
I just wanted to have a cold beer and turn on the footy and I couldn't even do that.
The funniest part was that I rocked up and he wasn't wearing a shirt. Yeah. He goes, do you want me to put on a shirt? I go, you don't want to, so no.
I'm not going to change who I am for anybody. Mia, they announced a $30 million medical cannabis facility coming to Shep. Any idea when they're going to start building it, when it's going to be ready? Because I know a few people who might be interested to get a job there.
Oh, yeah. So I've heard later in the year, so quite late in the year, should be getting under construction.
Okay.
Which would be very interesting.
Should be. Looking forward to it.
Medical cannabis changed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, it's apparently a good, what's the word?
Are you for it, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm all for people who are suffering. There's been a lot of evidence that suggests it can help with symptoms.
So you're all for medical cannabis?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about non-medical?
It's illegal. Don't do it.
I don't even know what that is.
What else has been going on around the GV this week?
Well, we had a bit of a tragedy yesterday. We had a 20-year-old man die, unfortunately, at Murchison.
So a 76-year-old man either was arrested or handed himself in. There's different reports. Any update on whether he's been charged or what's going on there?
He's since been exonerated, so he's been cleared of all charges.
Wow.
And then actually not calling it. It was reported as a hit and run. Police thought it was a potential hit and run, and today it's not being called that anymore.
Wow, watch this space.
Yeah, very sad news coming out of Murch. Thoughts going out to everyone involved.
One more thing. I've just got a quick bone to pick with you before you go. I did have an Australia Day party at my house last Saturday. Ellie, me, you both came.
Mm-hmm.
Mia, you left early. I just want you to clear up why you left early. I was just a bit offended as a host of a party. The sun was still up and you left my party, basically.
I had to go home and pray.
I believe. Have some holy wine.
Too much
holy wine during the day.
Right.
What you're talking about,
such
you
a good Catholic girl, Mia Edgerton Warburton. Thank you for joining us again this morning for your GV Wrap. You can catch Mia on Channel 9 News, Border North East tonight from 6 p.m. Thanks, Mia.
Oh, the cricket's back on today, so if there's a power outage, feel free to come around.
Okay, I'll be there.
And you know what? Before we go, Mia,
wait for it. I don't have headphones.
Happy birthday. Yeah. birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. See, all the great people are born around this time.
Well, yeah. She's in Feb, you're in Jan, so it doesn't really...
Oh. I'm an Aquarius like you.
There you go. 2 days apart. Successful people we are.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, Mia. From Josiah, from myself, and from the Goulburn Valley.
We love you. Hello, good
morning. How you doing? Waking up. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.